Jimmy is a new dad. Sweet little baby boy.
Shout out to the prince.
So this coming Saturday will be 2 weeks.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa.
It's just like, it's gone by so fast. It doesn't even.
Right. Tell me about it. My kid is about to go into college and turn 19. I'm like, what?
Yeah, my wife, Brie, and I were talking about that yesterday. It's like, so not to get like super philosophical here, but like the last 10 years of both of our lives seems like it's gone by so fast from the time we were 21 until now.
Yeah.
At least for me. And then you just put that by 20 years, he could have a kid this size and we'd be grandparents. It's just so right. Like, I don't even want to think about it. It just makes my head hurt.
It does happen quick. Your parents tell you that all the time until reality sets in. You're like,
all right, so yeah, what is this dad fail that I had allegedly?
Yeah, so one of our coworkers, I wasn't there, had a conversation with me yesterday about how adorable your son is.
Yeah.
And he's like, but, you know, Jimmy already had a parenting fail. He's like, within the first, I don't know, 5 minutes of meeting your little baby boy, you dropped his pacifier, which is a vital thing for babies.
Yes, it is.
Several times.
So wait.
And your wife Brie had to keep giving it to him.
So
get a different one.
When I put it in the baby's mouth and he throws it, because he has learned how to do that with
his
hands. Yes.
He's only 2 weeks. He's not even 2 weeks.
Believe us. In the middle of the night, we hear it. It gets thrown against the wall. I don't know what this kid's problem is. I'm gonna talk to his parents about. Oh, that's us. But yeah. So that's is that a parenting fail? If I put the passy in his mouth and he gets all and he goes bleh! And then he throws it. So then I pick it up. And Brie picks it up because I don't want to drop him. And she's like, here's another one. And I do the same thing because he was kind of getting a little fussy.
Yeah.
Because our coworker, he was like standing like on our front porch. I just had the front door open.
Yeah, he said you dropped it on the mat, dirty mat.
And then then I get the other one and I'm like, here, he can have this one. And then he did the same thing. It's now a game to him, I think. He's 2 weeks old. He has no idea what he's doing. But I think he knows that this is a game.
Well, with newborns, from my experience, they have a hard time holding on to the pacifier.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to put your two little fingers on top of it just to kind of hold it there until they get a good suction.
He's very strong. He's very strong.
I asked, though. I said, well, did he pick it up, suck the dirt off himself, and then give it to the baby? And he's like, no, he did not do that. I was like, because that's a whole other parenting level. That's by kid two, you start doing that.
Well, I have done that. Not outside on the doormat after it had rained recently.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to do that. Now, if it's inside or it's like it falls on the couch,
I
would probably do that.
What, stick it in your mouth and then give it to him instead of washing it off?
Yeah. Now, if it's outside or something, or it rolls underneath our table or underneath the cat, like, I'm not, no.
It's not necessarily a parenting fail.
But I have.
He just wanted me to give you a hard time.
But I have found that. No matter how many pacifiers we have, they're you never have enough.
Oh, no.
These are the things where you're like, where did they? We opened a pack of six of them. Where are they?
I will tell you.
I think he's hiding them like a dog hides bones.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's doing.
There's one piece of advice I could give to you. This is vital. Is do not let him have that all the time. Don't let him become so reliant on it. Because when it comes time for them to get rid of it, they'll turn into Satan.
That's what Bree's mom has talked about with her. It took them a long time. To get her off.
Middle son, we hid them in one of those Build-A-Bears. We thought, hey, we're going to put your pacifiers in a Build-A-Bear. Mm. That way you have them with you at all times, blah, blah, blah. Come midnight, he turned into Satan. He's like, I want my Nunu.
Oh.
And then he started beating the teddy bear.
Oh.
Yeah.
He beat up Ted?
Uh-huh. He sure did.
That's the origin for the Ted movies.
And I officially.
That's why he became.
Yep. Mm. I told my husband, I was like, this is now your kid. I'm not dealing with him because he is Satan.
Yeah.
So just.
I've heard.
Honestly, though, they can become very reliant on it, and it's really hard to get
out. And I know there are some parents that don't like pacifiers because, eventually.
You're going to
have
to get them off of it.
But then you get into the thumb sucking, and then if a kid sucks their thumb too much, it can disform their teeth and stuff.
Let me just tell you. I sucked my thumb, and this is really unfortunate for me, until I was 12, which I do feel like I have sinus issues because of that.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. I mean,
yeah,
it's all the way around. It sucks. Just if he could go to sleep without it, great.
Yeah. And it's also easy to do and this is something that we're slowly learning, but it's so easy to say things when it's not regarding your
kid. Yeah. Cause you're. Trust me, I was like, my kid is not, Carter's not going to have a Nunu because Aiden was like the devil. I still gave it to him.
Yeah. I've already said, like, I don't want him drinking any sort of soda or anything with sugar. He can drink water and maybe some apple juice or something. And I know as soon as we go out somewhere,
It won't be you. It'll be the grandparents.
Yeah, he'll come home. Oh, you know what? He loves Skittles. He loves Skittles now. Great. Thanks, Grandma. Obviously, he does. It's a drug.
And
it's
then
sugar.
It's the grandma's duty to spoil them.
Yes, I'm ready for that.
Anyways, it's not necessarily a parenting fail. He just told me to give you a hard time, which I did. So.
Well, he can.
You have Matthew.
He'll be speaking to my attorney.
From ESPN to thank for that.
Yeah. He did bring a really awesome onesie gift, so that was really
That's
cute.
What he told me. Yeah. And he was really proud for that.
And baby James proceeded to spit up in it no less than 5 minutes after I changed him into it. Yeah. He christened the onesie.
Well, I look forward to hearing more of your parenting fails.
Yeah.
Because they will get worse from here.
They will be in abundance.
It's Manny and Jimmy on Hits 106.3.